Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does it this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm keeping my mask on. And before we do this week's show, I've got a challenge to clear up from last time. I said, start with the phrase daily doubles. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a two-word phrase that describes best friends. What are the words?
Well, I couldn't spell Mike and Ian with those letters, so you're going to have to give me the answer.
Loyal buddies.
How sweet. All right, Ian, it's not quite the shortest day of the year yet, but it's certainly getting dark earlier and earlier these days. It's quite likely that it's dark as folks are listening to this, and so our questions this week are about dark things. What two-word phrase, first used in a political context to describe James K. Polk when he secured the 1844 Democratic nomination for president, originates in an 1831 novel to describe the unexpected winner of a race that, quote, rushed past the grandstand in sweeping triumph.
Helps to grow up in Saratoga sometimes. Dark horse.
Yes, I figured that would help you get this one. And the author of that book is Benjamin Disraeli. And George Harrison, you may have heard of him before, was often called the dark horse of the Beatles. And so he named his record label Dark Horse Records. The notoriously troubled musical Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark holds the record for the most expensive Broadway production ever staged with a $75 million budget. Despite mediocre to scathing reviews from critics, the cast album was given 3 stars in Rolling Stone, praising the songs written by 2 members of what rock band?
U2.
That's right. Bono and the Edge wrote the music and lyrics for that. And one of the songs from that musical was called Rise Above, actually hit number 74 on the Billboard Hot 100. A 2019 Netflix series subtitled Age of Resistance is a prequel series to what 1982 Jim Henson fantasy film featuring a race of characters called Gelflings, one of whom has a pet named Fizzgig.
I want to thank Sarah LaDuc for making sure I know this. The Dark Crystal.
That is right. And the ideas for that film, according to Jim Henson, stemmed from a series of segments called The Land of Gorch that aired on the first season of Saturday Night Live. If you've not seen some of these things, they're quite a sight to behold. Taken from the first sentence of an 1830 novel by Edward Bulwer Lytton, and often cited as an example of melodramatic writing, what 7-word phrase is frequently used by Snoopy in the Peanuts comic strips as the opening of the novels he writes in his persona of the world-famous author?
Yeah, it was a dark and stormy night.
It was a dark and stormy night indeed. And the next line is, the rain fell in torrents, except at occasional intervals. And finally, currently, the packaged candy assortment known as Hershey's Miniatures consists of 4 varieties. Traditional Hershey bars, the peanut-filled Mr. Good bar, the crisp rice-filled crackle, and what other variety of Hershey's chocolate?
I guess the dark, Hershey's dark.
It has a particular name.
I've eaten a lot of this, too. I can't think of
it. I know, right? It has a pretty special name.
Oh, dark, special dark.
It's called special dark, yes.
Has a special name.
Okay, and now to make friends and enemies all at the same time. Which is your favorite?
Of those 4? Probably special dark.
That's the right answer.
Probably. Although, I can go for a crackle sometimes.
Well, Ian certainly saw the light this week. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase dark comedy. Change 1 letter to a U, and you can rearrange the result to spell the 5-letter title of a movie from the 1970s and the 5-letter title of a TV series from the 1970s. What are the titles?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. We're off next week for Thanksgiving. Everybody stay safe and keep a mask on.
We will see you soon.